dolls. For some, they're toys. For others, collectibles. But its more shadowy side to his unique figures, a more sinister supernatural side. For several years, two dolls named Robert and Annabelle have been said to have a more supernatural side and being more than dolls. It has been said they're possessed by demonic supernatural spirits. Let's talk about it, but first...
Let us begin.
Cheers, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Barrel Age Ghost Stories here on the Bruce Hill Podcast. For this edition, I'll be talking about evil dolls. For several years now, evil dolls have captured the imagination of several by taking their place in ghost stories and even pop culture. For this episode, I'll be talking about two well-known evil dolls, known as Robert, located in Key West, Florida, and an Annabelle the Doll, located in Connecticut. But first, here is a beer pairing for this episode of Bruce Hill and for this edition of Barrel Age Ghost Stories. And it comes to us from River North Brewing in Denver, Colorado. River North Brewing is back here in the Bruce Hill Podcast with their barrel-aged stout called Zero Over Zero. Zero Over Zero contains an oil black pour that grips the palate with avalanches of rich dark chocolate, moly spice, traces of caramel, and hint of tobacco char with a really nice, excellent flavor that is indeed barrel-aged. The finish echoes of silky, smooth cocoa and maple that lingers long after the sip. Zero Over Zero is aged in Blanton bourbon barrels and comes with an ABV 13.8% in a 12-ounce bottle. Personally, I love this barrel-aged stout. It's excellent. It's amazing. It has a nice blend of flavors that really do capture your palate. It's an excellent barrel-aged stout and also a prime example of Denver, Colorado's craft beer scene. And also from River North Brewing as well, who makes these excellent stout beers and also porters. They're also barrel-aged with a very nice supernatural twist to it. And that beer is called Zero Over Zero from River North Brewing in Denver, Colorado. Definitely do check it out. So now, grab yourself a nice porter or stout beer, preferably barrel-aged, or also whiskey or bourbon, and tune to my stories of Robert and Annabelle Dow, but also lock your doors and lock your windows, because ghosts are bound to come out, and maybe even Annabelle or Robert Dow. So, tread lightly. Here we go, folks. Enjoy. First, we'll head down to Key West, Florida for Robert Dow, an eerie Dow with a really disturbing and dark history. Robert Dow is a legendary and allegedly haunted Dow that is known for its eerie and unsettling history. The story of Robert Dow begins in Key West, Florida, and it dates all the way back to the early 20th century. The Dow was originally a gift to a young boy named Robert Eugene Otto, who went by the nickname Gene. Gene received a Dow from his family's Bahamian servant, who is rumored to practice black magic and may have even had a grudge against the Otto family. The Dow, which stood about 3 feet tall, was dressed in a sailor suit, which was named Robert after the boy who received it. Soon after receiving a Dow, strange and unsettling events began to occur in the Otto household. According to the story, Gene would often talk to the Dow and claim it could move on its own. His own parents reported hearing giggling and talking come from Gene's room when he was just alone in there with Robert the Dow. Neighbors claimed to see Robert the Dow move from window to window when no one was home. As Gene got older, the Dow's sinister influence on his life seemed to persist and even grow. He blamed the Dow for several mischievous events and even violent acts. Gene would often claim that Robert the Dow was a cause for his own misfortunes. It was then that after Gene's parents passed away, he inherited the family's home in Key West, Florida. He decided to keep Robert the Dow with him, despite its very ominous reputation. He treated the Dow like a companion, even having conversations with it. Imagine that, talking to a Dow. That was Gene's way, but also, could it be true that Robert was alive? It wasn't until after Gene's death, in 1974, that Dow's true notoriety began to grow. The new owners of Otto's home began to report very strange occurrences inside the house, and they all blamed Robert Dow by saying all these incidents involved Robert Dow. They reported hearing footsteps in the attic, and also seeing Robert's facial expression starting to change, and also witnessing objects moving on their own. Fearing the Dow's cursed nature, including further incidents involving Robert Dow, Dow decided to donate Robert Adow to the Fort East Martello Museum in Key West, Florida, where Robert Adow remains on display to this very day. To this day, visitors to the museum often claim that Adow's eyes followed them as they move, and they report experiencing misfortune or bad luck if they take a photograph of Robert Adow without asking for his permission. The museum staff receives numerous letters from previous visitors apologizing to Robert for not seeking his consent before taking the photo. The legend Robert Adow has made a popular tourist attraction and a subject of fascination for those interested in the supernatural and the paranormal. Many do believe that Robert Adow is possessed or cursed by an evil spirit, while others dismiss the stories as mere folklore. Nonetheless, the story of Robert Adow continues to capture the imagination of those who encounter him and remains one of the most famous haunted dolls in the world. This now brings us to Robert's counterpart, Annabelle. Annabelle the doll is another famous and allegedly haunted doll with a chilling backstory. Unlike Robert Adow, Annabelle is a Raggedy Ann doll known for appearances with red yarn hair and a simple white dress with blue accents. The story of Annabelle Adow is associated with now deceased paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren and inspired a series of horror movies including The Conjuring. The story of Annabelle Adow begins in the 1970s when a mother purchased a Raggedy Ann doll as a birthday present for her own daughter, Donna, who was also a nursing student. Donna lived with her roommate, Angie, and had to then place a doll on a shelf in her apartment. It was then very strange and unsettling events began to occur after they introduced Annabelle into their home. It was said Annabelle would mysteriously change positions by moving from one room to the other in their home, also with this occurring when they weren't around. To add to this, the woman also discovered handwritten notes scattered around her apartment that read Help Us and Help Lou, which were names they never recognized. As their paranormal activity escalated, Donna and Angie decided to seek help for their problems with Annabelle. Donna and Angie eventually made contact with the medium who conducted a seance with Annabelle the doll to find out what was going on with Annabelle the doll and for the cause of the issues. According to the story, as part of the seance, the medium made contact with a young girl spirit named Annabelle Higgins. According to the medium, Annabelle's spirit told him that she had died in the apartment complex and felt comfortable with Donna and Angie, so she wanted to stay with them and be near them. Donna and Angie felt sympathy for the supposed spirit of Annabelle and decided to allow Annabelle Adow to remain in their home. This choice, however, would prove to be a very big mistake. The activity grew increasingly wicked, and also, a very close friend of Donna's named Lou began to experience disturbing nightmares and even physical attacks. In one instance, he claimed that Annabelle moved on her own and physically attacked him, leaving scratch marks on his chest. We definitely have to admit that this part is really weird. A grown man getting his ass kicked by a little doll. Come on. Anyways, back to the story. Fearing for their safety, Donna and Angie sought out help from paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren, who are also well known for their work in the field of supernatural occurrences. After investigating Annabelle the doll and the apartment, the Warrens concluded that Annabelle the doll wasn't indeed inhabited by the spirit of a dead girl, but she was inhabited by an evil demon pretending to be one. The Warrens then removed Annabelle the doll from Don and Angie's apartment and placed it into a special case in their occult museum in Connecticut, which is now closed. The museum was said to be filled with various haunted and cursed objects, each with their own unique story and very evil history. But the museum has since been closed. Since the closure of the museum, Annabelle's exact whereabouts have been ambiguous. Annabelle's story has since become a very significant part of paranormal lore and has been a basis for several horror movies. Many people do believe that the doll is generally possessed, while skeptics view it as a hoax or a case of psychological suggestion. Regardless of one's beliefs, Annabelle the doll continues to be the subject of fascination and fear for those fascinated with the paranormal. So, are evil dolls actually a thing? Do Robert the doll and Annabelle have an evil spirit inside of them? I don't know. It's probably just an urban legend, but it's also a pretty good ghost story at the same time. Here's what we do know. Their legend does endure and does remain amongst millions of people who are fascinated with the paranormal, and the stories of Annabelle and Robert Adow aren't going away anytime soon. For now, though, that should do for me in this episode of Brewstilled and for this edition of Barrel Age Ghost Stories. Please do tell your friends and family about this podcast, and please rate this podcast on your Zard Podcast directory, as feedback is always appreciated. Please stay tuned for future episodes of Barrel Age Ghost Stories, coverage of the 2023 NFL season, guest interviews, craft beer content, and other topics of interest. Also, please check out this podcast over on Instagram at Brewstilled Podcast over on Instagram. And we're also now on Blue Sky Social. Please rejoice and get craft beer, bourbon, and whiskey in this autumn season and also for the Halloween season. I'm your host, Brandon. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you next time. And until then, be brewed and be distilled, folks. Cheers.